If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the gene-spliced foods. Yes, yes, and what that may mean to your health. We're also going to be talking a little bit about how you can avoid, strep throat and what apples. This is the fall and apples are in season. So what they can do for your health as well. A lot of antioxidants there. Good for your eyes. So we got that, a lot of other stuff, crack report to deal with. Before we all jump into that, we got to honor the Lord. So big salute and Semper Fighter, righteous men and women in uniform. And I am lifting up my hands in praise of the Lord and seeking his face. Hope you are too. Mine is time for short. Today's devotional. Or in Lamentations 3, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. and to the soul that seeks him. I mean, there's just so much in that sentence. I cannot tell you. And sometimes it's really hard to wait on the Lord, especially, you know, when you're kind of anxious to get some things accomplished. I am experiencing that right now. But the Lord is faithful, and he always honors the commitment. So break open that Bible, get in there, know the Lord, because you want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because you don't want to hear the other alternative to that. And mind the time to grow short. Find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now's the time to do that, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. We have quackers, Frank? Did you play them? Okay. All right. First up in the quack report, brain scans can detect who has better skills. Oh, I can see this. Hey, an employer's, you know, Christmas morning device, right, to find out who can I hire that's going to be the most productive and have better skills. So to gain new insights into getting highly specialized workers that can learn skill sets and have faster reactive times and reduce stress in the workplace, researchers are leveraging some advanced scanning technology. So the findings were released this week in the Journal of Science Advances. So there's this lot of research into how your brain reacts, a lot of brain activity. They test aircraft pilots, air traffic controllers, athletes, doctors, surgeons, just to see, get a gauge of mental workload, skills, learning, hand-eye coordination, all that good stuff. So now they think they may have some algorithms out there that can translate the bioengineers that they are to maybe employers one day. You know, when now they send you to the kiosk to apply for a job, you may have to take a brain test to see how you're going to work out. I know. Moving along in the quack report, here's a tech breakthrough. There is now an early warning system, get this, for heart attacks. That's right. It's a new method of analyzing images from CT scans to predict which patients are at risk of having a heart attack before it occurs. This technology is developed by teams of researchers at Oxford University, also physicians in Germany and the United States. So these algorithms examine the fat that surrounds your coronary arteries, and it shows up on the computed tomography CT scan. And if the fat gets altered, the artery can become inflamed, and they say that is the early warning sign that 30% of people are going to have a heart attack. So new detection device. Hook you up, right, Frank? Check you out. Last but not least in the quack report, we're going to be talking about gene splicing herbs, the first part of the show. So this kind of relates to it. It's about your six GM foods you didn't know you were eating. So a lot of people don't realize now that honey is largely made with a GMO HFCSs, which is high fructose corn syrup. That's right. 75% of your honey on the market, you know, those big yellow jars with the cuddly bear and the honeycomb there. You see them in the big stores, you know, Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, Target, and wherever you shop in there. It doesn't really contain your pollen-based honey. It's not a honey made from bees. It's kind of got a lot of coloring and sweetener, but it's really not authentic honey that you're eating. Also up on the list is your wheat breads. All of them pretty much have now been saturated with Roundup, so they don't have to harvest wheat the proper way. They dehydrate it and kill it with Roundup right before harvesting, so they don't have to dry it to the right moisture so they can send it off to the mill. So your barley, your rye, your wheat, all carcinogen, weed killer Roundup is infused in the plant because that's how they just saturated it. Also, baby formula, a lot of soy-based and corn-based baby formulas are organic with a lot of modified toxins there. And so if you're looking at GM soybean milk products for baby, that's what you're going to get. Also, potatoes. So if you're buying potatoes and they're not, you know, organically grown, if they're conventionally grown, they're somewhat
produced with bruise-resistant toxins. So these potatoes have, they wind up in your restaurants and your fast food places because they're cheap. They're corporate GM-type products. So GM Frankenfood potatoes are out there, so your French fries and everything else. Also, papaya is on the list. In 1990s, the Hawaiian papaya production had a hit. They got ring rot virus. So the solution was the guys in the lab created a rainbow papaya that's resistant, and it is the primary variety that is served up today. And last but not least, hey, this is October, and next month, November, what's rolled out most of the time in those months? Pumpkins. So now pumpkins. Oh, no. There's that old saying, don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as a food. So pumpkins is now a genetically modified. So if you're opening that can of Nestle pumpkin for making a pie, think twice. Get some organic stuff and then, kind of spice it up yourself. That way you're getting the real deal. And so we're going to talk more about genetically modified gene spliced foods for your protection for the first part of the show. So that's coming up right now. So that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks, Frank. All right, first up, we are going to be talking about the gene splice foods. According to the Institute for Reasonable Technology, science is kind of playing a game of genetic roulette with your food sources. So reports on the GM foods that they're safe and they're healthy, just as good as organic foods, is really a political assertion, and it's really not a scientific one. So according to Jeffrey Smith, who's the founder of the Institute of Responsible Technology, he says there are many scientists, including ones at the FDA, that are very concerned about GM foods. So we're going to find out what some of the latest is on these foods being sold in your grocery stores and restaurants and how we can protect ourselves. So what are insiders saying? Well, what scientists are saying about the GM foods that people are eating is that they can cause a lot of health problems and that will most likely not be traced back to the GM foods. That's what they're worried about. So here's a brief list of some of their concerns. They say that the GM foods are going to produce a hard to detect allergy base in people. It's also going to contribute to nutritional problems. They also say accidental and unexpected changes to the GM plant scientists have not foreseen are going to create, stuff they don't even know yet. Also, they say there's high concentration of plant toxins in the GM foods, as well as the GM foods able to develop their own new plant toxins. And then they say there's increased plant uptake of toxins in the environment. So the GM plants can uptake more pesticides and heavy metals. So this is a concern. Now here's a quote from Jeffrey Smith, founder of the Institute of Responsible Technology. He says, it is recommended to test every GM food before it enters the marketplace. However, the FDA operates on orders from the first Bush White House to promote the biotechnology industry. The appointee in charge of agency policy is the former Monsanto attorney and VP. So the FDA is ignoring the scientific community's warnings and allowing GM crops to directly enter the market without safety studies, end of quote. Well, let's look at some of the scientific studies that were done. This is the independents. These aren't, the people that had their hands in Monsanto or, had, special interests or any of that. So the scientists that have conducted their own safety studies on GM foods produced some really disturbing findings. This is more detailed than what we've seen before on these foods. So the animal studies, when they're feeding the rats the GM foods, it showed a lot of damage to virtually every system. So farmers, that are planting GM crops are also reporting thousands of sick, sterile, and dead animals due to GM animal feed. So here are some of the highlights to the animal studies using the GM foods, in which many of the conditions were reversed, taking when they were taking the animals off the GM food. So if you get them early enough, you can reverse it. So here are some of the illnesses that are being caused. If the animals were eating GM tomatoes, they cause stomach lesions, and it leads to life-threatening hemorrhages, and most of the rats died within about 2 weeks. Now, if they ate GM potato, which contains its own bacterial gene that produces an insecticide called BT toxin, it causes damage to the small intestine and abnormal cell growths. For humans, it would also involve the appendix gland. Another type of GM potato designed to manufacture a different insecticide is called GNA lictin, and it produces a proliferation cell growth, which increases your risk of cancer, basically, in your stomach and your intestines. And the intestines were abnormally heavy in weight. So the GM potato also showed to affect the brain, causing slow brain growth. So, you know, pregnant moms eating this stuff, right? They're going to have offspring that, you know, probably don't have correct cognitive brain growth. The GM potatoes produce also liver damage, and it made the organ atrophy. Oh, man, you can't live without your liver, man. And when that thing shrivels up and atrophies like petrified wood, what are you going to do? The GM corn, Monsanto's GM corn called 863, has its own BT toxin, and it causes a lot of liver lesions and extreme toxicity. Another GM corn called Liberty Link contains an herbicide, and it was actually fed to chickens, and they died at twice the rate of chickens fed organic corn. And then there's that GM soy. It alters, they say, enzyme production and sacrifices the liver's metabolic function. It also alters gene expression, causing the shape and function of cells to change. The pancreas also suffered and was not able to produce adequate digestive enzymes. Also, it caused changes to the testes, altering sperm cells. So embryos also changed with DNA expression and was affected that way. Now, the canola, the GM canola, it does contain Roundup. An animal study showed it produced 12 to 16% increased weight in the livers and lots of inflammation. It is also noted that the animal deaths in most of the studies with the ties to the GM manufacturers were dismissed. So when, you know, Monsanto and others that had ties to that industry did studies, they dismissed the animal deaths. They didn't explain them, and they had no follow-up on them. So here's another quote from Jeffrey Smith, founder of the Institute of Responsible Technology. He said, "What scientists expect to see from food testing as a standard guide for safety is a result that produces no harm. That is not the result involving the GM foods," end of quote. And here's a quote from Michael Antonio. He is a molecule geneticist with King's College in London. He said, "The findings are not random and reflect the insult the GM foods cause on the liver and other organs. The long-term consequences of GM diets is not known. GM foods could lead to liver damage and general toxemia," end of quote. Well, and then, you know, the Russians got into the mix, and they did some studies at the National Academy of Sciences, and they conducted some animal studies. They used rats with the GM foods. They fed them GM foods. And so when they fed them GM soy for 2 weeks before the rats were allowed to mate, here's what they found. There was a high mortality. Over 51.6% of the offspring died within the first 3 weeks compared to just 10% of those fed with organic food. Also, the offspring were smaller in size and weight, and the offspring were sterile. So the Russians determined that the GM soy would be an excellent rodent control product. Die-off is guaranteed at 55.3% without ability to reproduce. Wow. Wow. Well, and then we shift gears and we talk to the farmers. The farmers have reported as well. More than 24 farmers have officially reported livestock having problems with GM corn feed. Farmers report their pigs have reproductive problems and are dying. Autopsies of the pigs showed they have become sterile, and those that were thought to have become pregnant really gave birth to just bags of water, and it was called false pregnancy. The same happened to cows, bulls, horses, chickens, and water buffalo. In India, the shepherds, they were reporting if their flock of sheep that were, if they grazed on the beach, and in 2006, the shepherd said, we lost 10,000 sheep, and they lost more in 2007. Now, the autopsies of the sheep revealed severe inflammation with black dead tissue in the intestines and the liver. The liver also was enlarged, had enlarged bile ducts. The official findings stated, quote, sheep mortality due to toxin caused by BT toxin, end of quote. So Jeffrey goes on to say, nearly every independent animal feeding safety study on GM foods show adverse or unexplained effects. These studies are suppressed, they're ignored, and they're denied. The industry studies are not peer-reviewed and are not published, and it took lawsuits to make two of them unsealed. Researchers who discover problems with GM foods are often demoted, deprived of tenure, threatened, or fired, end of quote. Wow. And he goes on to say, GM foods are contributing to a deterioration of health in the United States. Without human clinical trials or post-marketing surveillance, we won't be able to tell which worsening health statistic may be due to these foods, end of quote. Uh-oh. See? Hard to trace? They don't want you to trace it. Well, you know, I'm just kind of come to this conclusion. Everybody's got to have a detox motto, right? Right, Frank? Everybody's got a detox. And for some time, I've been saying this, that using your organic herbs to help your body detox, get rid of the toxins, is going to be one of the major steps to health prevention that we can take. So we can eat organic, but we want to, you know, catch anything that may slip by. In other words, you know, you may be at a friend's house, you may be taken out to dinner by your boss. A lot of restaurants don't tell you where this food came from. So you, at some point, could be exposed to a lot of this type of food that's not good for you. So call Apothecary Herbs for their organic, professional strength, organ cleansing formulas. They have cleanses for the bowel, the kidneys, the prostate, the liver, the gallbladder, the liver. And the gallbladder, you can cleanse them together. The blood system is also included. You can get the whole 5-system organ cleanse pack if you want. So, you know, toxin buildup will exploit your weakest link genetically, but you do have a lot of power to protect yourself. So you can call now and you can ask about the organ cleanse formulas or the package, and you can cleanse all 5 major organs. You can not at one time, you do one cleanse at a time as the instruction pack tells you. So Apothecary Herbs, give them a call to order, or if you want their free product catalog, the number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And now is the most opportune moment because they have their fall sale, and you'll save 15% and you get free U.S. ground ship on orders of $50 or more now through the 6th of October. So you have through Saturday to get to getting, as they say, and, get stocked up on your immune boosters. That's what a lot of you have been doing. But yesterday and today, busy phones. A lot of our calls had to roll over to our call center. I know people want to talk to me, and I love talking to people. But when we get busy, you may have to talk to someone else or have me call you back. So you're taking advantage of the sale, and that's a good thing. People are being proactive, and that makes me smile. You know, it really does. People are well. That's the important thing. That's the important thing. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to go to our bottom of the hour break. But I wanted to touch on this one thing, you know, because I get a lot of calls from people about, you know, how do I deal with tonsillitis, strep throat, you know, all that good stuff. Ear infections, sinusitis, bronchitis, you know, a lot of that upper head stuff is a food allergy, really. Strep is really a bacterium. It's a group A streptococcus bacterium. Very common for school-aged kids to pick it up. Symptoms can start within 1 to 5 days, include, you know, fever, sore throat, swollen neck glands, maybe even a red rash on the body that feels really rough, like sandpaper. It can develop. Some people called it scarlet fever back in the day. So how does the strep spread? Well, people can harbor the strep bacterium in their nose or their throat, never feel sick. And they are really the carriers. Body fluid from an infected person can actually spread, you know, a sneeze, a cough, droplets. Stress and a weak immune system can make you very vulnerable to catching this. So you want to protect yourself. And one of the things that I've noticed that when you see people consume milk products, the pasteurized milk products is full of filth, and you will have more occurrences of strep throat, sore throats, ear infections, tonsillitis, and that kind of thing. I used to get, you know, all that stuff at least once or twice a year. Once I got off cow's milk, I haven't had any of that. The flash pasteurization is just a brief exposure of heat. It's not hot enough, long enough to kill the bad bacteria, but it is, you know, enough to kill the good pathogens. And so what you get is a milk product with E. coli in it and other bacterias that can promote strep. So also you can get it by kissing somebody that has strep. So if you just substitute the milk with maybe coconut, almond milk, or something like that. Get off the cheese. Get off the yogurt. That's all cow's milk. Limit, you know, and your butter even. And you will just see, you'll just slide through year after year without having those trips to the doctor for feeling lousy with sore throats and stuff and having to suck on lozenges and maybe having it go to pneumonia, sinusitis, all that stuff. But the folks at Apothecary Herbs have some great formulas for upper head congestion, for bronchitis and pneumonia. They've got some targeted formulas, and they have some broad-spectrum ones. So under their cold and flu immune-boosting area, you're going to find a full arsenal to help you out this year. So do check. If you don't know what formula to get, then, you know, drop them a line or give them a call. They'll help you figure it out. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and I said they had no clue what an immune-boosting herb was. And so I was telling them, well, your garlic's pretty broad-spectrum. It gets viruses, bacteria, and yeast and fungus. So, I mean, you know, it's poor man's antibiotic rolled up in one. It's called garlic. And they were like, okay. They had no clue. But, hey, you know, I feel that an educated person is my best customer. Absolutely. So call if you have questions. I see. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mac, Twang, and Eddie Hisman Ring. We're going steady. Take it easy. Take me high. Lie. House of fire. No commotion. Poker passion. Deeper verbal satisfaction. Baby. Got it. Give me. Getting hot. Sammy's cooking. Leslie Gore. Richie Valens. End of story. My Vista Fuji. I'm a Kama Sutra. Rama Lama. Richard Perry. Spectre Barry. Just Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Coco, Pop It, Fats, Back, and Tina, Pop It.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolls me. Gotta turn it up louder.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah.
here on Herb Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And you know what? It's apple time. I love apples. Frank, do you like apples? Oh, man. The apples are just everywhere in the store. I usually like the apple crisp ones. Oh, gorgeous to die for. Anyway, we're going to talk about apples a little bit because they have some really hidden medicinal potential people kind of forget about. And you know, of course, you know, we were always told as kids it could have been the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, right? Well, apples have been everywhere. But, you know, a lot of people say what we have now are modified apples because the crab apple was really the original North American apple. And the crab apple is really, really small. It's like, you know, it's golf ball size compared to some of the softball size apples you see in the store. So apples have usually 5 seed pockets, and the number of seeds per pocket really determines the health of the tree that the apple came from. So whenever you know, eat your apple, you might want to crack open the core and see just how healthy this apple tree, this fruit came from. So every apple tree produces seeds. The more seeds, the healthier the plant. Now, Red Delicious is widely grown in the United States, but there actually are 7,500 varieties that are grown all over the world. In the United States, we grow about 2,500 different varieties here. And out of that, 100 are grown commercially, you know, for your apple sauce, your cider, and all that stuff. They are fat-free. Your apples are fat-free, cholesterol-free, sodium-free. So your average apple has about 80 calories and 5 grams of fiber. And apples actually add a lot to the U.S. economy. It comes in second to oranges, okay? So orange juice outsells the apple juice. So now you can let your apple sit at room temperature, and it will ripen 10 times faster. So some apple trivia, here it is. October is National Apple Month. Apples are grown in all 50 U.S. states, but 36 states grow apples for commercial use. Most think New York State, you know, the apple, the state, the Mecca, but the Big Apple, as you say. But Washington State actually grows the most apples by about 58%. And New York comes in about 11%, Michigan 8%, Pennsylvania 5% of the apple market, California 4%, Virginia 2%. So most of our apples are still picked by hand in the fall. And out of these apples, 1 out of 4 is going to be exported, with the first apple being exported from the United States in 1768. So the largest apple grown to date weighed over 17 pounds. Whoa, how many pies can you get out of that? Can you do your math real fast, Frank? Because you probably need about 8, maybe 12 apples, depending on how big your pie plate is, to do a pie. So one apple would provide 3.5 apple pies, roughly. It takes about 36 apples to make a gallon of apple cider, 42 pounds of apples to make 20 quarts of applesauce. And you may wonder why apples float. You know, you do the apple bobs, you know. Do you know why apples float, Frank? Go do that apple bobbing, you know, at the fair or whatever it is that they have those autumn, you know, things going on. People do the apple bobs. That's because they're 25% air. Apples have 25% air, so that's why they float. They've done a lot of studies on apples, and if you plant an apple tree, you're going to have to wait 4 to 5 years for it to produce the first fruits. So if you plant an apple tree, that's how long you have to wait. Your apple tree may grow to over 40 feet in height and can live over 100 years. So you're going to plant that tree, and it's going to live far beyond you. Now, George Washington, our first president, he had a hobby. He liked pruning his apple trees. He called apples his winter banana. And so the top apple producers in the world, though, are China, the United States, Turkey, Poland, and Italy. Now, there have been some studies that have shown that, you know, eating apples lowers cholesterol, lots of fiber and antioxidants. So if you're going to eat an apple, you might as well eat the peel, too, because it has a lot of pectin in it, and it helps the digestive system. So the pectin and the fiber are very good for you, and antioxidants reduce a lot of metabolic stress and helps cells repair if they're damaged. It does help with blood pressure and really combats any digestive diseases. So apple's great. 70% potassium, if you're trying to get more potassium, will help your heart muscle and its performance. And studies have suggested that just 2 large apples per day lower your cholesterol by about 16%. And medical science says the pectin in your apple skin has a gel in it that coats and protects the digestive system, so it's able to absorb more nutrients in food and protect you from bowel cancer. So Dr. Michael, I think Hertog, National Institute of Public Health, said that people who eat apples will cut their risk of having fatal heart attacks by about 50%. So that study was done. He was looking at flavonoids in the apple as well. Lowers your blood pressure and so forth. And you get a lot of minerals in your apples. You get a lot of boron there. So minerals are really important to your health. So now, according to some folklore, according to the French, if you have insomnia, you can reverse it by eating applesauce or stewed apples. Natural acid in the apples, they also say, can help remove damaged skin cells, encourage your skin to be rejuvenated. So apples are good for the skin, has a lot of vitamin A, C, and E, and potassium. So apples are awesome. We do put apple pectin in the bowel cleanse detoxer product at Apothecary Herbs. So we love apples here. I eat them all the time. I eat apples every day. And if you eat an apple every day, Frank, you will lose 10 pounds. Yep, in a course of a year, you'll lose 10 pounds just by eating apple every day. It's amazing. All right. Now we're going to talk about being great at 50 plus. You know, there are a lot of historical counts that, you know, man has lived over 100 years of age. That can give us a glimpse into, you know, some of the health challenges we face as we move forward as compared to our ancestors. So we are told we live longer now than ever before in history. But are people healthier? Are they living vital, vibrant lives? So if medical science is so advanced and it can replace hearts and perform other kind of medical feats, why do we have a lot of anxiety and even depression about getting older? Well, people in their 50s seem to have a list of health concerns that they are concerned about and even are fearful of. Some of that fear is due to witnessing the health decline of others in their family and around them while in the care of medical science. Now, some of it is also financial cost because of healthcare. And so what many are feeling is really doubt that medical science can actually effectively help them and they won't have the financial means to care for themselves. So notice that in all the medical breakthroughs we have, the doctors seem to just manage your disease instead of curing it. And more people are challenging their doctors. They're challenging the advice, the treatment plans they're being given. They don't want disease management. They want to be well again. They want to be returned back to their original wellness, and that's what a cure means. So people are just saying, I don't want to pop pills. I don't want expensive drugs. I don't want toxic drugs. I just want to be well. Well, let's check it out. There seems to be this trend that people in their pre-retirement years start to think about how they're going to manage after retirement. So according to the National Institutes of Aging, in 1950, men that were retiring at 65 were expected to live about 13 additional years and women about 15 years. So over 60 years later, those statistics have really changed. Men are living 17 years after they retire, and women are living 20 years after retirement. So that means they're going to need a bigger retirement funds, or they're going to have to work past the age of 65. And according to reports, 1 in 3 Americans, that's like a third of America, due to financial demands, have not saved any money towards their retirement. In fact, they don't have a savings account. So it's estimated that 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved in retirement. So the statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential is lower than men and due to child rearing. And so women being, you know, the helpmate to their husbands, many don't enter the job force until their 40s. So, because they have children in between, you know, get married and so forth. So for women, single mothers, especially for if they get divorced, they're behind the eight ball as well. There's like a 27% greater risk that they'll have little to no retirement savings to make it through. Therefore, a woman, their age and living, they're living longer than men, they require more medical care and are going to outlive their retirement funds. So if financial experts are telling men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, that figure is a minimum of 20% for women. And they can't afford it because they make less money. So an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever compared to 52% of men. And according to the National Institutes of Aging, in 2002, we had 25% of the American workforce 70 years of age and over, and 10% were past 80. Wow. Well, you know, if we look at the age gap of the last few generations, we see this big difference in retirement, which would naturally make some people kind of anxious about growing old. Baby boomers age 55 or older are roughly 85% ready for retirement. They roughly have $300,000 saved for retirement. It's estimated that one in four of the baby boomers has funds that may exceed $300,000. The Generation Xers, those are the folks 35 to 54, they are roughly 50% ready for retirement with about $100,000 saved in their funds. The millennials, 18 to 34, they are 40%. 40% of them have no retirement set aside, and the rest have less than $10,000 in retirement savings at this juncture. All right. So we've got a list of medium age incomes, retirement saving benchmarks, percentages, and those on track and those behind. And it's not looking good. It's just not looking good to go over those figures. People just, you know, with the explosion of everything being more expensive, people are just keeping up, and they just really don't have anything in reserve. So what do we actually think when we're at age 50? Well, according to Dr. Bernice Nutrigen, she's a psychologist, University of Chicago. She says men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men tend to focus on career accomplishments and the time limits they're facing. But women, they may be in the middle of restarting their careers after taking time off to raise children. She also said women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed. And the chances that that would bring, the changes there. Another interesting fact, according to David Gutman, a psychologist at Northwestern University, says it's that people who leave school and marry earlier go through the aging stages about 5 years earlier than professionals. So he also says that the 50s present a somewhat subjective time as we age. People are either... they see themselves either much younger or they see themselves much older than their chronological age. So a strong influence affecting their perspective, it has to do with their physical changes and their physical limitation, right? All right, so Daniel Levinson, he's a psychologist at Yale Medical School. He says for many in their 50s, there is this silent despair, a pressing fear of becoming irrelevant in work or marriage with no real alternative in sight, end of quote. And I would add to that, let me know, Frank, if you agree. I would add to that the technology takeover of culture. You know, if you're not keeping up pace with the changes in technology, you even feel that much more behind. Don't you think, Frank? people that, you know, they just never got a computer. They don't have a smartphone. They just feel more out of pace, out of touch, and further behind, and not really relating, not feeling relevant anymore. Yeah, well, Frank, they don't live in a cave. It's just a lifestyle they chose, but as technology takes over communication more and more and more in our culture, they're feeling left out. So they aren't keeping up, and that's why they feel that way. I know, but, you know, as you get older, it's harder, I think, to learn certain things. Just look at everything you're doing with technology, Frank. It can get quite complicated. I know you're running a radio station and everything, but just getting a computer out of the box, getting maybe your printer out of the box. And have you noticed, Frank, I've noticed this. Whenever you get technology now, the instructions really do suck. I mean, they don't spell things out for you. They just kind of suggest or give you the rudimentary thing, and you got to figure it out. You know, yes. Thank you, Frank. Frank agrees that the instructions are pretty worthless. You know, you got to download this and you got to download this driver and that driver. And, you know, people that are never had this instruction, you know, they're just going to sit back and get really frustrated. And they just sense, I'm not dealing with it. Plus all the updates. When you're in computer land, nothing stays static. Everything's changing all the time, and you have to stay with the program. I don't know how I get vexed about my website being changed all the time. I know we got to keep up with stuff, but it's sort of like you know where the stuff is in the grocery store, and then they decided to move everything. Then you got to start over. All right, so people in their 50s. Feeling like that. Now some people are keeping up and doing pretty good though with technology, and more power to them. Now, Bernice Nugent, Psychology University of Chicago, also says a focus on fear of heart attacks begins around age 50 for many people as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers, end of quote. So turning 50 seems to be this milestone of sorts. We notice changes such as we're not as agile. We may have less stamina, than we did a decade earlier. Menopause gets thrown in there for the women. There may be some harsher realities, maybe some serious health issues start to arise. People start to get diagnosed with bone health issues, cardiovascular, or cancer. Now, according to Dr. David Karp, he's a psychologist at the Boston College, or sociologist, excuse me, and he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought of old age when we experience physical impairment or we become grandparents. You know, I read that and I thought, wait a minute now. Because when I became a grandparent, I was just like, that's just an odd title for me, you know, a grandmother. people say, how do you like being a grandparent? I didn't know what to answer. I was just like, it's kind of new. It's like wearing a new garment. You're just not sure if it fits you, if it looks right on you. I have to get used to it. You know, I know some people embrace it wholeheartedly, but I guess I wasn't ready, you know? No, it wasn't ready. I'm doing much better now, 5 years in. I am the grandmama, absolutely. But, you know, when you first get called grandma, you know, I can understand where 50-somethings are thinking. That's right. Now, what are the most common health worries for women? Well, according to an article in the Huffington Post, women in their 50s often fear the health problems that their parents suffered from or another family member experienced. Women often are the caregivers for their elderly parents that may be suffering from dementia or some other cognitive impairment, and that's their number one concern. The other health concerns that women have over 50 is this chronic internal medicine disease that they may suffer from, like arthritis or stroke or cancer. And they don't want to be a burden to everybody. They're used to doing for others, you see. The most common health worry for men, according to Research America, is that men in their 50s worry about health as well, but their top concern is becoming disabled, not being able to function or work, being the breadwinner, you know, helping around the house. Diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as well as heart disease and stroke and cancer, are on their list of concerns. According to Dr. Gary Small, director of the UCLA Longevity Center, he says many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline, like, you know, regular exercise, healthy diets, mental stimulation, stress management, and that kind of thing. Now, also over 50 years of age, people worry about, you know, they own a business. What are they going to do with their business? Are they going to, you know, leave it to family, or are they going to sell it? A lot of decision making there, the next phase of their life. So a lot of concerns there. A lot of desires kind of rotate around health issues. Again, it's health issues. Men also have health issues that have some urgency to them, like prostates, cognitive function, memory focus. Sex drive is another concern they have as well. Women concerned about bone health. Always both of them want more energy, of course. So I also hear a lot, the older generation, the 50 and over, they don't have as much faith in their doctor as they used to do. They are challenging the, you know, treatment plans, and doctors aren't used to being called on that. So when a person decides, no matter what age they are, to implement some changes to their lifestyles and help strengthen them in some way, and they're using more natural therapies to do that, that's what I'm seeing a lot of the 50-somethings doing, you know. And they're just tired of the pills. They're tired of the surgeries. They just tired of that. And so they essentially want to take back their lives. They want to feel better and function better. And so that's when they start looking at God's medicines, right? God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nation. So God can't lie. So that's what they're doing. And they're looking for very organic, potent formulas, stuff that's got some kick, some action to it. So an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. My grandmother always said that. So the sooner you address health concerns and issues, the better you're going to be. So preventing them altogether is ideal. But one main thing I notice is that some people are, you know, fond of their bad habits, which tend to undermine them being well. So people are looking for natural therapies to deal with even the most serious of health concerns out there. And they're doing great. They really are. So here at Apothecary Herbs, we like to empower people and offer that professional strength toolkit you need. So give us a call and we'll send you a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com if you want to visit them online. And you are going to be great in your 50s and over. Absolutely great. Take that power back. God's promised you wellness. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.